This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called the Union Territory of Dadra, Nagar Haveli, Diu and Daman the country's heritage and highlighted the efforts of his government to transform it into a model state with inclusive development. Addressing the public gathering at Silvassa, he said that over the years, the Union Territory has achieved a unique identity in development in terms of world-class infrastructure, connectivity, healthcare, education and tourism. He said the vision of a developed India can only be achieved by the creation of a healthy India.
2023 mein mujhe yahan Namo Medical College ke udghatan ka avsar mila tha. Ab iske saath 450 bed ki kshamta wala ek aur aspatal jud gaya hai. Aaj yahan swasthya se judi kai dusri pariyojanaon ka shilanyas bhi hua hai. Silvassa ki in swasthya suvidhaon se
Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the first phase of the Namo Hospital at Silvassa. The 450-bed Namo Hospital has been built at a cost of over 460 crore rupees. He also inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for 62 projects worth 2,587 crore rupees at Silvassa. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reiterated the central government's strong commitment to promoting regional languages, particularly Tamil. He was speaking at the 56th Raising Day celebration of the Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, at Thakolam in Ranipet in Tamil Nadu. He emphasized the importance of preserving the rich cultural heritage of Tamil Nadu and highlighted Prime Minister Narendra Modi's efforts to honor the state's linguistic and cultural legacy. The minister said the central government is taking concrete steps to incorporate state languages into educational and professional spheres. He highlighted several initiatives introduced by the center in this regard, including the inclusion of regional languages such as Tamil in critical examinations for the central armed police forces. Lieutenant Governor of Delhi Vinay Kumar Saxena inaugurated the Amrut Biodiversity Park near Khelgaon in New Delhi today. Speaking to media, Mr. Saxena said, the inauguration of this park is a step towards the commitment of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to improve air quality and increase the green cover in the city. Amrut Biodiversity Park is depicting the struggle of India's independence movement. Jan Aushadhi Diwas has been celebrated today to promote affordable health care and raise awareness about the importance of generic medicines and the usage across the country. Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana aims to make quality generic medicines available at affordable prices to all. The Chemicals and Fertilizers Ministry has organized week-long activities across the country to support this initiative. Princess Astrid of Belgium, leading a 300-member economic mission to India, met the Governor of Maharashtra, C.P. Radhakrishnan, at Rajbhavan, Mumbai. Accompanied by a high-level ministerial delegation, the princess and the governor discussed key topics including business and trade enhancement, green energy, tourism, education and cultural relations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that India today finds increasing convergences with Europe and highlighted the growth of the Indian economy. Speaking at the University College Dublin in Ireland today, Mr. Jayashankar recalled European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen's recent visit to India along with 21 commissioners. He noted that India and the EU have been negotiating for a free trade agreement for almost 23 years and expressed hope that the exercise will conclude by the end of this year. In Syria, more than 70 people, including 16 security personnel, were killed and dozens were wounded in violent clashes between Syrian security forces and gunmen loyal to deposed ruler Bashar al-Assad in the coastal province of Latakia today. The violence erupted in Jable town in Latakia province as security forces launched operations to root out Assad loyalists who have regrouped in the mountainous coastal region. In the 6th Asian Women's Kabaddi Championship, Indian women's team will clash with Nepal in the first semi-final in Tehran this evening. Indian women's team has stormed into the semis with 3 wins in the group stage. In badminton, India's Ayush Shetty will take on Rasmus Gamke of Denmark in the men's singles quarterfinals of the Orleans Masters Super 300 in France this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.